From her window seat, Maggie Flynn watched the TF Green Airport in Warwick, Rhode Island, come into view through the parted clouds. She'd been looking forward to this weekend since she received the invitation to her high school class reunion. She'd immediately called her two oldest friends to make plans. Best friends since childhood, Liddy Bryant and Emma Dean had returned to their hometown, Wyndham Beach, after college, married local men, and stayed to raise their families while Maggie had moved on. But 40 years. Maggie couldn't wrap her head around the fact so much time had passed since they'd graduated. She slipped off her headphones, through which the soundtrack from her favorite movie, Saturday Night Fever, had been playing for the entire flight. Maggie firmly believed a trip back to the 70s had to begin and end with the Bee Gees. She placed the headphones in her bag, fastened her safety belt, and watched the runway come into view. After the plane landed, she grabbed her luggage, picked up her rental car, and soon was behind the wheel of a mid-sized sedan, eagerly heading toward Providence, where she'd pick up Route 6 before swinging into Massachusetts. Happily singing along at the top of her voice, staying alive, she drove the once familiar highway that would take her past places that had been part of her life decades ago. Fall River, home of some of the best seafood on the planet and the flavors of Portugal, Cape Verde, and the Azores. Kayaking and hiking through Slocum's River Reserve in Dartmouth with Brett, breathing in the salt air, watching for fledgling ospreys, back in the day when they were young and in love and so sure about their future together, before things became so complicated. New Bedford, once the world's greatest whaling port and a major station on the Underground Railroad. Buying freshly caught lobster right off the boat in Fairhaven, her mother waiting at home to toss them into a steaming pot of water. Mattapoisett, with its beautiful sandy beaches and Ned's Point Lighthouse. The boat ramp from which her grandfather, Harvey Wakefield, used to launch his boat, In My Wake, and Shining Tides Beach, where many a summer day he'd taken Maggie and her sister Sarah, crabbing and digging for quahogs. It all seemed so long ago. Well, it was, she reminded herself, yet the memories were as clear as yesterday. Funny how sometimes time and memory fed off each other, how some years flashed by in a hazy, fast-forward blur, while others passed with such clarity, in slow motion and excruciatingly detailed.